Well, here endeth one of the more memorable and stressful weeks of my career. And I want to use this audio review not just to rehash my public comments or to speculate on the future outcome of the various reviews, but just to reflect on the experience so far. Firstly, as everyone knows, I am a political novice and I find myself in the middle of a major crisis with very little prior exposure to the media. I must say that the media reports have, in my opinion, actually been responsible and lacking in hyperbole. And I think the press in particular has reported my comments accurately and in context. They did use a single quote yesterday from my Treasury and Resources colleague, Deputy Collins, to make a more interesting headline, but this was a pretty minor irritant in an article which reported accurately his comments. At first I thought their opinion columns were kind of keeping their options open, not really quite calling for my head on a stake now, but maybe keeping that option open for later. But in fact, on reflection, I actually think they're right to do so. My board and all the other politicians must be judged not on the fraud itself, which we couldn't have done anything to prevent, but how we act, how we now deal with the situation. And secondly, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for the overwhelming level of support I've received. It's come not only from people I know, but perhaps more surprising to me, at least, from people who don't really know me. And to receive that kind of endorsement, a bit like the election itself, is just humbling and a huge responsibility. My instinct was that it was my duty not to resign, but to stick around and get to the bottom of this. And this certainly seems to be the majority view, and I'm very appreciative of that support. Thirdly, the calm unity of the policy council behind me and my board has been fantastic support, and this is perhaps one of the silver linings. Policy Council is acting collectively as a team, and here is a demonstration of action of what people were asking for in the election, more corporate working, and that doesn't mean a cover-up or a whitewash. Quite the opposite, it means a determination to deliver accountability, and if we can do that, maybe, just maybe, the electorate will start to believe that this government really can behave differently in previous administrations and people can regain their confidence in government. Thank you.